listening to Female VC Lab, a podcast that showcases the journeys of female investors. My name is Barbara Bickham, and I am an award-winning CTO and VC that teaches companies and investors about emerging technology. I am sitting down with female VCs and investors to talk about their funds, how they invest, and how they make an impact. Welcome to the Female VC Lab podcast. Thank you again, Milken. I am podcasting from Milken's 2024 Global Conference. I have Michael here. Michael, in one line, give me your name, your title, and your area of impact.
Yeah, my name is Michael Phillips. I'm Chief Operating Officer for TDJ Enterprises, and we have a social impact venture called Good Soul.
Wonderful. How did you get into your social impact venture, Good Soul, and how does one go about doing that?
I'm a firm believer in people don't buy your product, they buy why you make your product, right?
Okay.
And the why behind Good Soul was to figure out a way to actually build a supportive ecosystem for minority businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like? And how we went about doing it was just asking questions. Finding out from other entrepreneurs, what are your needs? What are your needs? And collectively, we found out that every entrepreneur had a unique set of barriers that were actually not so unique, right? They were common to everybody. Wealth, credit, and trust, basically the primary three.
Yeah.
So when you start your business, you got to use your own money or you got to go raise money. You have to use your own name, your own network, right?
Correct.
And then more importantly, the biggest factor, which we found that people felt was unique but was actually common, was that there was a distrust between the business owner and the business ecosystem at large.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we started to figure out how can we create a space digitally where we could connect the entrepreneur to financial partners, capacity building partners, legal support, accounting and back office support. Most importantly, that organic peer-to-peer network with individuals who are doing the work too.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Having that common bond as founders.
That's right.
So that they don't feel like they're by themselves.
Exactly.
That's very
exactly right. And if you're a founder and you jumped out there, you're a crazy person to a bunch of other crazy people.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
They're dead a dream. That is true.
How do you think that your Good Soil initiative will impact venture capital or could even potentially add to a venture capital or private markets initiative?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, as I said before, the three main barriers to any founder, right? Wealth, credit, and trust.
Yeah.
Starting your business, getting access to capital, all those things. But what we see in venture is some of the similar problems for Black venture funds.
Very true.
So the same decline in capital for minority-owned founders, you will see the same decline in capital for minority-owned venture funds.
Yes.
So now that access or that pool to funding for your business is shrinking and shrinking. What if we created the space where we have the data, insight, and information on those businesses that could accelerate the process, both for the founder and for the venture?
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
That would be huge.
That's what we're endeavoring
to do. Because there's a gap in that. There's some data out there about what is occurring in the marketplace, but there's absolutely a gap of if we did do this type of investing, a lot of the data already shows you're going to get more returns, you're going to exit faster, you're going to, the companies make more revenues.
Yeah.
So how do you go about showcasing that? That's a powerful thing.
Absolutely. My career started out in sales, right? And I had an old salesman tell me, people are not going to buy that product without buying you.
That's true.
And so we've created an environment digitally where you know the people you're doing business with. You have That's not just important. Their data, but you actually have who they are and why they do what they do. And so trust is being built.
Trust.
And so it's the new currency, right? And it speeds everything up. And if you can have that level of trust where you could say, we don't have it all together here, instead of putting that deck out there with too much information that when they open up that hood, it's not accurate. You can actually say,
it's overshare.
That's right. You can say, here's where we're failing. Here's where we have some issues. Here's where your money's really going to impact my business and what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. And have that type of authentic relationship, I think you could see more funding occur. And I think you'll see more businesses actually scale up faster.
So what are you currently learning or listening to or reading these days?
Oh my goodness, I'm an avid reader.
That's awesome. So what's the latest book you read?
I'm an avid reader. Right now, a funny story, I'm actually reading a classic right now.
And which classic?
It's called The Invisible Man.
Oh yes, The Invisible Man. That is quite the classic.
I read it every year. Just to, it was out of habit. My son and I used to read it every year, and so I still keep it up. He done quit, but that's all right. That's already a grown man.
But, he might be reading other things.
You might. So I'm reading the classic right now. Listening to podcasts, listening to people like yourself to stay abreast and stay informed. I try to stay away from the news as much as possible, but still stay informed. That's all for my own mental health.
We have lots of ways to stay informed.
Like, that's right.
A lot of friends that give me news, and I'm like, okay. Because they're where the news is happening.
Exactly.
You don't have to necessarily, you can get news from many different places.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Michael. So in 2 years, this is the bonus question.
All right.
This is the famous
bonus question. Bonus round.
So in 2 years, how do you see good soil having changed or evolved what you've planted?
Oh, that is such a great question. We think at Good Soil that the next great leap in productivity is going to come from undercapitalized talent. There is an entire market that is not emerging, but has already existed, and we have not tapped it. And if we tap that market, we have over 22,000 businesses on our platform in beta. 70% of those businesses are women-owned. There is so much opportunity out here in a market that most people are not looking at. And so it is our hope to bring to bear the visibility of those businesses into the venture space, and hopefully we'll help a million businesses generate over $1 million in revenue. And who knows, perhaps some of those businesses will be the next unicorn.
Wow. I'm sure there's some amongst them.
Yeah.
All right. How do people contact you, Michael?
Absolutely. Listen, goodsoilforum.com. You can go there, get all the information about what we're doing. You can download our app. This is the digital playground that I'm talking about, Good Soil HQ. Mm-hmm. It's available on Google and iTunes. And you can connect with me on IG, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place.
Thank you so very much, Michael Phillips from TD Jakes and Good Soil, for being my guest on the Female VC Lab podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Trailin' Ventures. Find and invest in the next billion-dollar emerging tech company. Sign up for our exclusive content at https://trailin.com to find out more. Find us on Apple, on Spotify, and on Google Podcasts. Thank you for listening.